Well, good afternoon. Welcome to News Talk 870 KFLD and the debut of a brand new show. It is Travel Leaders Tri-Cities with Sandra Wilson from Travel Leaders. And welcome aboard. First, I want to say hello.
Hello, and this is really exciting. I'm just all pumped up and ready to do this.
Well, she's levitating off her chair. This is a brand new feature we're going to be bringing you on News Talk 870 on Saturdays at 5 o'clock. And it's a look at the world of travel, whether it's close to home, far away, you're thinking about going on vacation, anything and everything to do with the world of travel. It's exciting. We're going to open up ports of call for you and get you inspired. And we've got the experts, and that's why you're here, Sandra.
Oh, that's right. I mean, I don't want to appear to be as old as I really am, but after 30 years of travel experience in the Tri-Cities, I've pretty much been there, done that.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be fun.
Well, tell us a little bit about the experience. Folks are very familiar with you, but perhaps if they're not on News Talk 870, tell us a little bit about your background and how you kind of got into the travel business. And every time we turn around, you're repacking your suitcase.
Well, I got into the travel business because I was actually living over in Europe,
mm-hmm.
and I was teaching school for the Army. And when the gig was up, mm-hmm. I went, oh my God, this means I can't travel anymore. I got to find something I can do that I can travel. So I went to travel school so I could be a travel agent. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing it for 30 plus years, and it's become the cornerstone of my life. It's my passion. I mm-hmm. get excited to share what I love with other people. That's why I'm excited about doing this radio show,
mm-hmm.
because I want my listeners to get as jazzed about the travel experience as I am, and as the people that work at Travel Leaders, because they're there for the same reason.
Mm-hmm.
They're just pumped up and excited and ready to go, and they want to share that experience with their clients.
Well, the whole reason why we have travel is because there are many wonderful places to go and see, enriching experiences. You know, it's good for the family, and, well, that's what you're providing.
Exactly so. I mean, we're selling dreams on a daily basis, mm-hmm. and we want people to come through our door and know that we're going to be able to match them with the right product and mm-hmm. give them the best experience they can possibly have.
Now, before we kind of give you an idea of some of the things we're going to be doing, tell us a little bit about Travel Leaders and where you are in the Tri-Cities, of course.
Sure. Well, that's really hard for me to do, talk about my company and myself. Wow. Okay. Travel Leaders actually started. In fact, we decided we were going to do a contest one day and see who could name all the names we've had. But we started in the Tri-Cities in 1983 as Columbia Basin Travel, which is still mm-hmm. our legal name. And in 1988, we joined Ask Mr. Foster, which was the first franchise type travel situation,
mm-hmm.
which they have had many names. So we went from Ask Mr. Foster to Carlson Travel Network to Carlson Wagon Lee Travel. And then a few years ago, we actually purchased, we were sold off by Carlson, and we did a name mm-hmm. change, and now we're Travel Leaders. We're located in Yakima. We're located in Kennewick across from Winco,
mm-hmm.
and we're in Richland on the Parkway over by Casamia.
Mm-hmm. So there's all sorts of different places you can go to get the advice and the information and everything you need to know about travel.
Oh, I know. And I'm prejudiced because I think the people that work for us are the best on the planet.
Well, and of course, we wouldn't expect that. And when you talk to them, they're just as jazzed about travel
Absolutely.
As you are.
Absolutely. That's the whole thing.
And of course, what we're going to be talking about is featuring different guests, talking about the world of travel. And with your pulse on the industry, you know what's hot, where people want to go. We're also going to be letting you know about maybe some lesser known destinations and places that the rest of the world hasn't found out about yet, and places that you'll find enriching and fun to go to.
I know, and it wouldn't take much to stump the expert, but maybe somebody out there will want to try and do that too.
And of course, we're going to pass on some contact information too a little bit later on, where they encourage the feedback, questions and comments and things like that. But since it is the first show, we have started started off with our feet on the ground, we have got a very special guest.
I know.
And we'd like to welcome Jeannie to the program from Azamara Club Cruises. Now, did I say it right?
You did. Azamara Club Cruises.
All right. And Sandra, you brought her in because this is an exciting opportunity for people to learn something about club cruises. Now, explain a little bit about that, because obviously working in broadcasting, I don't know a lot about travel.
But you're learning. You're a quick learner.
Yeah. So,
well, I invited Jeannie because I was excited to experience Azamara Club Cruises myself not that long ago. I went in May. I think it's a really fantastic product. It's new. Not a lot of people have heard about it. And there's a lot of things that they do right. So I wanted Jeannie to come and just chat with me for a little while about Azamara and some of the things that they offer in a very unique way. Their cruise experience is really top-notch. So Jeannie is going to tell you a little bit about her product, and then we'll chat about it.
Well, thanks,
absolutely,
Sandra. I am excited to be your first supplier because we are destination focused. As you were talking about the world and all the wonderful places in it, Azamara Club Cruises focus is the destination. We are part of the Royal Caribbean family. My sister companies are Royal Caribbean International and Celebrity Cruises. We are the baby brand. We have two little ships and they sail the world, and we are the upscale brand for the family. And our name means blue sea, Azamara, Azulmar in Romance languages. And we sail the blue seas, but we focus on the ports of call around the world. So in 2012, we'll be visiting 181 ports in 50 countries, and we stay longer in port. So that's our difference.
Right, and that's the one thing that I experience that I love, because a lot of our clients give us feedback about the fact that, oh, I don't know if I want to take a cruise, because just when you're starting to experience that port and you want to be there, you look at your watch and you have to run back to the ship.
Yeah. You have to turn around and go back. So that's kind of the difference here, is that it's more of a destination type thing. It gives you a chance to kind of sink your teeth in a little bit more and experience all the amenities, as opposed to like puddle jumping from place to place to place.
I agree. You know, I bugged Jeannie for 2 years asking if I could go on, well, they call them in our industry familiarization tours, so they could take a travel agent to a destination and you could learn about it and experience it. And then, of course, the beauty of that is you come back and you sell it to your clients. So the funny story is that I went home and said to my significant other, "Oh my God, we just got invited on a fam on Azamara." And he goes, "But it's baseball season." And I said, "I'm going to kill you if you don't come on this trip with me." So and we were lucky enough to go. And the thing I loved about it the most was there wasn't this feeling of having to race through everything. We actually docked overnight in Sorrento, Italy. And I found a driver to take us down the Amalfi Coast to Positano. I'll talk a lot more about that at some other time. Positano and Amalfi and Ravallo, three of the most beautiful places you'll ever see in the world. And the beauty of that was when we were done with our day, we came back to Sorrento and we were able to stay in town and have dinner that night and sleep overnight on the ship and have a whole extra day in Sorrento, which most of the cruise lines are not offering that. So that's one of the things about Azamara that I really, really love.
Thank you, Sandra. I agree. This year in 2012, we'll be spending days, not hours, in that region. Some of our itineraries will include overnights in Sorrento, as well as Amalfi and Capri. And as Sandra mentioned, the most beautiful part of Italy is right there on that coast with scenery and beautiful restaurants. And that pace we travel at is nice and slow. We often say,
leisurely.
Let the captain drive you to the next port of call that evening. So.
That's fabulous.
It is just the most wonderful experience. I just can't say enough.
And you're probably finding, too, that if you're going to take the time and effort to go to a place like that, you don't want to, jump off the ship. You got to be back in 2 hours. And you're kind of like, where do we go?
Yeah, I mean, taking cruises, and I love to cruise. It's one of my most favorite things to do. And you'll hear me say that over and over again, because you don't have to pack and repack and you take your room with you. And it's just such an easy mode of transportation. But the great thing that Azamara does is it lets you really experience where you're at. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to get off the ship and spend a day wandering around in a beautiful village, you can do that. Mm-hmm. Without having to feel like you're pressured to get back somewhere.
And you're not constantly looking at your watch either.
No, it's great. That's one of the really great things about Azamara.
And of course, we're talking about Azamara. It's the very first edition of Travel Leaders Tri-Cities with Sandra Wilson and Jeannie, our special guest. We're going to talk more about Azamara. We're also going to make sure we get in your contact information because we want feedback.
From people. I do want feedback.
Absolutely. Sandra loves to talk to you about travel. Trust me.
I do. I talk to people all the time, grocery stores, you know, whatever. So it's great. It's fun.
And that's what makes the big difference. So we're going to take a quick break. We will be back with more on the inaugural edition of Travel Leaders Tri-Cities with Sandra Wilson right here on News Talk 870.